Rabbi Freeland, members of the Cape Cod Synagogue, you who are part of my larger Jewish family, I thank you. I thank you for opening your doors to those of us who still can't take a breath after the horror of last week's murders. I thank you for welcoming the larger Cape Cod community in the midst of your intimate mourning, your unique terror, your continuing efforts to make sense of the senseless violence and desecration the Jewish community has experienced over and over for millennia. I thank you for your example of resilience, defiance, love, and your faith you continue to demonstrate in the face of such hatred and efforts at dehumanization. My friends, it is wonderful that you came out, drawn from our individual silos to gather as one tribe in solidarity with justice in the name of love. We have been here before, haven't we? We have been right here in this sacred space as an interfaith community and offered our love and support to find some hope and courage, to give and receive comfort. But today is different. Today I'm here to say that it is no longer enough. It is no longer enough to come out after the violence, after the desecration, after the mass murder, and offer support. Lila Watson, Aborigine elder, said, "If you have come here to help me, you are wasting your time. But if you have come because your liberation is bound up with mine, then let's work together." It's time that we stop wringing our hands at the unbelievable injustices we are witnessing across the country of ours. No person, no community should be a target of hate because of how they worship or look or love. No person, no community should be murdered because of their religious heritage, especially when the first immigrants to this country came for religious freedom, came fleeing the very persecution and violence many of their proud descendants now perpetrate. It is time for us to stop standing and start doing. It's time for us to do more than acknowledge our unity. Yes, we may have different beliefs. We may have different skin colors. We may have different genders or sexual orientations, but we are one tribe, one people, and we are responsible for one another, accountable to one another, bound to one another. It isn't enough to say we are allies, to congratulate ourselves for gathering here tonight, and then tomorrow going about our business as if something lasting was accomplished. It isn't enough to sometimes care about what happens to our brothers and sisters in the Jewish community. It isn't enough to sometimes listen to the real pain, the fear, the systematic denigration, and at other times turn away or shut down. Or pretend it's not happening. It's time to acknowledge our interconnection, our intrinsic need for one another at a biological level, and be accomplices in the struggle for justice. We must risk our comfort, risk our reputations, risk our security to name the divisive language and actions that divide us. To interrupt the not-so-funny jokes, the stereotypical reinforcements, the inciting rhetoric and menacing harassment. It is us who must look into our own hearts and see where we are contributing, where we remain silent, where we fail to show up, fail to listen, fail to act. We must be willing to stick around for the long haul. We Jews, and I say we as I am Jewish, are not less worthy. We are not less deserving than others. We are enough just as we are. And our liberation from violence, from torment, from fear is your liberation. Tonight isn't just about our Jewish family. It's about all of us. It is about what we must do. It is about the transformation we must make in order for all of us to be free. The Reverend Dr. William Barber, president of the North Carolina chapter of the NAACP and founder of Moral Mondays, asserts that those of us who have in our history the commonality of suffering from hate, we know that those who won the day are those who chose love in the midst of hate. So I'm asking you to choose love. Not an ephemeral, surface, kumbaya love, but a fierce, dedicated, binding love. A love that stands in front of life and protects it and honors it with all the force burning within. A love that speaks out against the demeaning and negating, even when it's coming from those closest to us. A love that enters into relationship across perceived division and over fake walls. There is a saying from the Talmud that I have seen several times this week on social media. Do not be daunted by the enormity of the world's grief. Do justly now. Love mercy now. Walk humbly now. You are not obligated to complete this work, but neither are you free to abandon it. Let us take up this call to love and bring healing to the soul of this world. Thank you.